الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهديناه النجدين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that is it not Allah that made eyes for people, and also on the eyes, the eyeless, and then also is it not that Allah made the tongue for people, and also the lips and the mouth, the eye to see and to see what is right and what is correct, and whenever anything wrong comes, just drop your eyelids and don't look at anything what is wrong and haram. Allah has made your tongue to speak what are the right things and to call towards righteousness. But when you are tempted to speak wrong things, to swear, to shout, to accuse, etc., then Allah has made your lips as a lock. Just lock up your tongue. Now don't use your tongue. When Allah has done all that for you, then in front Allah Ta'ala says now, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, or dikhlawe usko do ghatiya, and we have shown him two valleys, two roads. Man, we have shown him two roads. Now besides your eyes and your tongue, all your other things also use it which Allah has given you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah has made many things for you. Use them all to see the right path. Allah has put, has given you all these things and put two paths in front of you. The right path and the wrong path. The path that leads towards the pleasure of Allah and Jannah, and the other path that leads to the displeasure of Allah and Jahannam. Now that you, Allah has given you these capabilities and faculties, use them in order to see your correct path and see for yourself that you are following the right path and that you go to Jannah and that you get saved totally from Jahannam and from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given everything, prepared you, and then He has shown you these two paths also. Now it is up to you which path you are going to travel on and move on. As one person, when Malakul Maut came to him, who was an evil and wrongdoer, and then he was now very, very perplexed, and he saw that everything of his dunya is being left behind. All his pleasure and entertainment which he had prepared is being left behind. He asked Malakul Maut, where are you going to take me now? He said, I'll take you where your amal are. Whatever your kind of amal were, that is where I'm going to be taking you. Had you done good deeds, you will be going to a good place. Had you done evil, you are going to an evil place. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity here, and it is for us to prepare for that eternal life of the year after. And Allah has made it very clear, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that the right what is halal and what is jais, Allah has made it very open and clear. And what is haram and what is najais, that also Allah has made very clear. So it is for us to follow the correct path, and Allah has given us the ability to follow now and to do the right thing. That choice, Allah has left it with every person, and it is now for us to use the choice which Allah Ta'ala has given us. This ayat, the connection with the ayats of before, that whatever you are going to do, Allah is watching you also, and Allah has got full power over you. Don't think that whatever you are doing, nobody is watching you at this moment, and nobody can do anything to you. No, the greatest being is watching everything. And whatever you do, whether you try and hide it in the middle of a rock, whether you go and hide it somewhere in the skies, or down in the earth below the seas, Allah Ta'ala knows about it, and Allah will bring it forth. So on the one side, Allah, when you have got eyes, Allah's eyes are watching you. Don't forget that. When you got hands and legs and power, then don't forget Allah has got power over you. And also a connection of that with the ayats afterwards, that Allah has given you all this. Now use it to see your correct path. Some Mufassireen have also said that yeah, Najdain, the two paths, which is the common tafsir which the commentators of hadith have made, that Allah has shown you your two paths. Other commentators have referred this to the breast of the mother. That is, when a baby is born, then Allah has guided the baby. Naturally, it looks for the breast of the mother to drink milk on the mother. This is also a natural thing. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, who is this Rabb you are calling to? Who is this Allah that you are calling to? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ هَدَى, that being that has created everything and then he put it on its course and guided it also. So we see a human baby when it's born, automatically it looks for the breast of its mother. It did not need a bayan on it, it did not need a manual, it did not have to go on to Google and study that I need the breast of my mother. Naturally Allah put it in it. Whereas a chicken when it's born, it doesn't look for the breast of its mother. Automatically the chicken is born and instantly it starts pecking in the ground for its rosy. The chicken knows Allah has put it on its course and it seeks its rosy in the ground. A baby seeks its rosy by the mother. Like that, everything Allah has put it on its course. So this is that path that Allah Ta'ala has shown man. For man also, Allah has given us our path. Now it is up to us that we go and follow the right path and reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If a little chicken that is born and it starts looking for the breast of the mother, it will destroy itself. There will be no food for it. And if a human's baby, when it is born and it starts pecking in the ground, it will destroy itself. So like that, the two paths Allah has shown, follow the right path. For us also, Allah has shown us that path that leads to Jannat and the pleasure of Allah. And Allah has also shown the path that leads to Jahannam and the displeasure and punishment of Allah. Now it is up to us which path we are going to follow. And we will have no excuse on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will say, I gave you eyes, I gave you brains, I gave you everything. It was up to you to follow the correct path. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and take these beautiful teachings of the Quran, Sharif, and bring them into our lives and that we follow the correct path. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.